רבש.
קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, אהבת השם.
Preparation for the lesson from רבש.
שיש שני חלקים בתורה. האחד, מצוות הנוהגות בין אדם למקום, והשני, מצוות הנוהגות בין אדם לחברו. הנה שניהם דבר אחד הוא. כלומר, המעשיות שבהם והתכלית המבוקש היוצא מהם.
We see that there are two parts of the Torah. The first, mitzvot between man and God, and the second, mitzvot between man and men. They are both one and the same thing. This means that the actual purpose of them and the desired goal are one, namely lishma, for the sake of the Creator. It makes no difference if one works for one's friend or for the Creator. This is because it is carved in us by the nature of creation that anything that comes from the outside appears empty and unreal. Thus, when one completes one's work in love and bestowal for one's fellow person and comes to the highest point, one also completes one's love and bestowal for the Creator. In that state, there is no difference between the two. For anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or bestow contentment upon one's maker. This is what Hillel HaNasi assumed, that love thy friend as thyself is the ultimate goal in the practice. That is because it is the clearest form to mankind. We should not be mistaken with deeds, for they are set before one's eyes. We know that if we precede the needs of our own by the needs of the friend, it is bestowal. For that reason, Hillel does not define the goal as, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might, because they are indeed one and the same thing. It is so because one should also love one's friend with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, because that is the meaning of the words, as thyself. After all, one certainly loves oneself with all one's heart and soul and might, but with regard to the Creator, one may deceive oneself, and with one's friend it is always spread out before his eyes.
We don't err. We need to always...
The kelim are the matter, the will to receive, that has the intention to bestow. This intention gives the matter a form. That form is the light already, the creator, the quality of bestowal. Therefore, the will to receive, in order to arrange it with the right intention, it has been divided into many parts, and that's us. Therefore, when we arrange ourselves together, we reach the correct intention, the right form, which is the Creator. Therefore, it turns out that we're doing exactly the same work with love towards others and with love towards the Creator. However, the Creator is the collective, the general lie that is revealed in the corrected kli. Therefore, the intention should be towards the final goal. Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. That's the ultimate goal. Because then our deed that we do with love thy friend as thyself, or even earlier we start with don't do to your friend what is hated by you, and then love thy friend as thyself. And from that we reach love for the Creator. It's written in the prayer of Shema Israel, love, that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy might. And there's no difference between loving the others, whether it's a friend or somebody else. However, with a friend, it's certain that you're not deluding yourself on whether you truly aim towards the others or not. Therefore, that's the clearest form, as he says, for a person, so he cannot err. But in the deed, it's the same deed. And the intention has to be aimed through the friend towards the Creator. That's how one reaches the implementation, the realization of the goal. Therefore, the love of the others is simply as an outcome of the breaking of the vessels, so that we can take upon ourselves a clear form, a clear way in which to reach love for the Creator, to reach equivalence of form. That is the goal. Through the broken kli to the complete, the whole kli. And then we realize it's not something redundant or something that is peripheral. Rather, this is exactly preparing that place where we discover the upper world, our complete life. Therefore, the other, the fellow person, has to be more important than oneself, to the extent that spirituality is more important to him than corporeality. And even though there is the also the issue of corporeal life, necessity, but above necessity, all the rest speaks about bestowal. As he says here, as he says that if you have a pillow, give it to the other. Why? You can also do without the pillow. That is not necessity. You can also sleep on the floor.